Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Des Moines area and Iowa City hospitals are nearing capacity and staff are exhausted because of the pandemic. How is one local hospital doing? Let's go in depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Kevin, the governor has just initiated just a more strict policy with respect to masks. She's really pushed for what is sort of a mask mandate, but really isn't a mandate. There's no enforcement, she says, but she really wants people to wear masks and limit our gatherings, keep gatherings small over Thanksgiving. And I'm reading that Iowa City, Des Moines hospital beds are full. People are sending out some warnings. How is it impacting rural Iowa?
Yeah, so when we talk about this subject with the staff and we're doing daily huddles on this and touching base because each day is a little different, has a little bit of a different challenge. Overall, the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, much like we did back in March in the early days when things like PPE and some of the other supplies were hard to come by, we just found ourselves in pretty good place. And we still do today, but it's at a very thin margin. So what we've talked with staff about is that we know that what happens as it relates to patient care in Iowa City and what might happen in Des Moines has a big impact on how we care for people right here in Knoxville. So we use that same analogy just to kind of talk with each other about what we do when we leave work. We are really serious about protecting this building and protecting our staff. And we've had great success in that area. And the results show for that. We just have a lot less staff out ill than a lot of our other organizations that we work with. A lot of other hospitals have a much higher rate of nurses out sick than what we do. So we've been completely blessed by that, but it isn't by luck. We've been very stringent about that, and the staff have been very careful to follow all the infection control guidelines. So what we've been talking a little bit more about is, well, what do we all do when we leave here? And what do we do when, you know, when with our friends and our family? And so, you know, even personally with myself, I'm trying to consciously make sure that I am wearing a mask everywhere I go the best I can, because I know it's so easy. You pull into the parking lot at Casey's, well, I'm just going to run in and grab a pop and then I'm going to leave. No big deal. Nobody else has a mask on. And we just need to do a better job in that, because much like what's going on with infection rates in metropolitan areas, it impacts our hospital. What we choose to do in our own community can have an impact on what happens locally. So to date, we have not had a patient that we couldn't transfer that really needed transferred. To date, we've always kept some capacity right here at the hospital to admit another patient. We've had adequate staff, we've had adequate supplies and adequate medications. But the difference is, back as you compare it maybe earlier in the pandemic in March and April, we talked about, you know, like the overwhelming the healthcare system as kind of a hypothetical as to what could happen if the virus was out of control. Well, where we find ourselves today is we're talking about those things from a daily perspective, because we almost ran out of beds. We almost had no critical care beds to transfer patients to in Des Moines. We were very close. So then that ramps up kind of the seriousness around what do we need to be doing here at the medical center to be prepared for what happens when there is no place to transfer a critical care patient and we must keep them here. What are we doing? So we're ordering more critical care supplies, more critical care equipment, more critical care medications, and we're upping our training. Every day we're working on that to be prepared for what our community will expect out of us, and that's to take care of them. And so far, we have had a really good run of that, and we have not run up against, we just can't care for an individual because we can't get them to a higher level of care, or we weren't able to handle it here. We have not had that happen. It has been close, however. So it is very important for all of us to try to figure out good ways. And if whoever listened to the governor talk last evening, I think you could hear in her voice of saying, we all need to be more responsible, and that includes myself. I need to do a better job of that, and I'm trying to be very conscious of that to make sure that I'm not just in this hyper protective mode when I'm at work, when I go home, when I stop to get a pop, when I get gas or I go to the grocery store. I need to be more conscious about what I'm doing, not just when it occurs to me or it looks like everybody else has a mask on, so I guess I will too. So just trying to do a better job of that, and trying to get the rest of our staff, our community, and our state, and then we will be fine.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the pandemic with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. When you say almost ran out of beds, ran out of staff, what's almost? One bed, two beds?
Yeah, down to our last couple of beds that we had available. I know critical care beds in Des Moines have gotten into the single digits or even less, or they were actually full for a short period of time, so people had to wait and in a different setting till they could get in those beds. So certainly something that we talked about that could happen early on, it's been really close to happening here in central Iowa and across Iowa, because I know a lot of the larger medical centers, have had to transfer patients, maybe even outside of state, just to help with capacity. So it's incredibly important. When I think back to when we were doing our weekly updates through the county emergency preparedness, I remember at first it was, do these things to bend the curve for 14 days, then it was 30 days, And so I fully understand people are sick and tired. Our staff are tired. They have been just busting at the seams and really picking up extra shifts, working really hard. Everyone is tired. But now is not the time to let your guard down, because the virus is in our area in a big way.
Things are going the wrong direction. I mean, we're coming into Thanksgiving. Christmas isn't far behind. It's just going to get colder and snowier and nastier out. It's not looking good. I'm sure you have plans. Let's just say that hospitalizations double. What happens then?
They can't double. That's from where we sit today. They cannot double. So that is something, that's why the governor is taking these stands and will be taking stronger ones if these numbers keep heading in the wrong direction, because the health system across the Iowa can't see a doubling in hospitalizations. Then we would literally not be able to care for people, which is to me just unfathomable. Can't imagine that happening. So, I think much like, people just being tired of all these mitigation efforts, and I don't like wearing a mask. I don't like them. I don't like wearing them, but it's something that I have to do as a responsibility, not only to the organization that I'm trying to protect, but my friends and my family and neighbors. So just got to do it. In the same regards, these are the kinds of things that we need to just kind of keep an eye on as we head into these holiday seasons, because we just cherish this time of year. Every single one of us, we get together with our family members and we look forward to it. It's an incredibly important time of the year, and we're just going to have to be extra vigilant, because the system, that we depend on to care for us, because the thing that I would also remind people is that we talk a lot about a pandemic. I mean, that seems to be the topic that, well, you and I, that seems like we talk about all the time is the pandemic. But the same number of people are having heart attacks, they're having strokes, they're having severe car accidents. There is not capacity in the system to just overwhelm it with these sick patients with flu-like symptoms and COVID-19. You know, I'd also take this opportunity to say this would not be the time to take getting the seasonal flu lightly. It's not the time to have a bunch of patients show up with influenza A or B into the health system. So it's important to be vaccinated. It's important to wash your hands. It's important to stay home if you're sick, because we just don't have the capacity to do that. Now, I'm sure you know, I have family members, I have lots of friends that have had COVID-19. And they've just basically reported it wasn't much worse than having a cold. And gosh, that's great for them. But there's a whole bunch of people that you may know one or two personally, or you've heard of, but there are lots of people that are severely ill from this virus. And so you just cannot take it lightly because of what happened to your friend or your neighbor as it just being a cold.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the pandemic with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
I have a confession. Sometimes I've just had my mask in hand and sort of watched what everybody else was doing and put my mask on if other people had it. That was not smart of me.
We've all done it. I think we've all done it. Every day I come into work, we have a process of taking temperatures and recording it and listing out, do I have any symptoms? Every single employee. Monday morning, I was thinking about a meeting. I walked all the way from the parking lot to the hospital, swipe my badge to come in. I don't have my mask. Turn around, walked all the way. It's just, you know, we slip up. It's kind of a human thing that we can do. But I think that we can all do better in trying to figure out what that. It's not that big. To me, it's not that big of an infringement to ask you to wear a mask. I think probably the science is not completely settled about that. But now's not the time to split hairs about science, because the experts believe that it is helping and every little bit helps. And so we think it's important.
Well, it's time that it seems to me, and what you're telling me, is it's time to double down on the mask wearing. It's time to double down on our responsibility with respect to getting out in social groups, limiting the size of the people that we interact with, to protect our elders, those that are vulnerable, but then also to protect our kids so we can keep them in school if that's what we want to do.
Two teenagers in high school that are involved in high school athletics, and I just don't want to miss this year, and I'm willing to do things that I don't like to do. I'm willing to do things that I'm unsure about, but the experts tell me it is helping, so I need to continue to do it. So I have my selfish reasons, because I want to go to my son's wrestling meets. I want to see high school wrestling this year. Been excited all year for it. I want to see it. And also my professional responsibilities of running a hospital and taking care of a community. We all need to look out for each other, because I can speak for myself. I think I've heard you say it as well. I am tired of this, you know, this world that we live in now, is to not be able to shake hands and not to be able to, you know, go see your grandparents and those. I'm just tired of that, just like everybody else. But a vaccine is on the way. it is on the way. It is really coming. The information that's coming out each and every day seems to be more and more promising. Really looking forward to that. There is an end to this. So while we're tired, I am. I know, and I'll admit, I am tired of all this. I want to get back to normal. But that vaccine will be here soon. But right now in the state of Iowa, we are at the tipping point of overwhelming a lot of our hospitals. Now, we have not been overwhelmed here at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, thankfully so. But again, what happens in Waterloo and Sioux City impacts the care that we can deliver here, because we still have heart attacks and strokes right here in our community. And imagine the day when there's no place to send them for that level of care that they need. And we just cannot have that.
And if one person gets ill because of some of me being irresponsible, and that cascades to more people getting ill, I'm part of the problem, and not wearing a mask, I'm part of the problem.
I wholeheartedly would agree with that, is that all of us can do a better job.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.